The season premiere of Minnesota Public Radio's Wits is tonight at the Fitzgerald Theater, hosted by John Moe. Comedian Dave Hill and musician Sarah Watkins are two of the guests, but we're excited to also welcome back to town a special guest on the show, Chris Cluey, former punter for the Minnesota Vikings. But when he was here with the Vikings, he was, of course, oh so much more than a football player. Chris Cluey came to be known just as much for his outspoken views on social and political issues, particularly his support of gay rights and marriage equality, and he's known for his very, very funny ways of communicating those beliefs and verbally assailing his opponents. He's on the phone with us right now this morning. Good morning, Chris.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. Thanks for checking in with us this morning. Nice to hear from you.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for having me.
It's always nice to talk to our favorite punter. And we're not just saying that because you used to be a Viking. We always like to talk to you. So, Chris, after 8 seasons, you were released from the Vikings, picked up by the Oakland Raiders for a short time, released from Oakland. What have you been doing now? Are you working out with other teams, or do you have a plan to play this season in the NFL?
Yeah, I'm definitely still looking to play this season. I've been working out, staying in shape at home, mainly doing CrossFit and then hunting at a local sports complex near my house. And I've had a workout with the Bears and also with the Bills. Been happy with how I've punted at each one. And unfortunately, the Bills one, they decided to go with the other guy, but that's the NFL sometimes. So I'm just got to try and stay ready and wait for another team to come calling.
When you get into a punting battle with another player, you know, when you're going for that spot.
Like at dawn with pistols.
Yeah, I picture both of you showing off your punting skills and your kicking skills. But don't you ever wish that there was more to it, like you were punting, you know, heavier objects and there was some sort of obstacle course involved? I mean, what is it, you know, when you're competing for a spot with another punter, what kind of things are you doing?
Well, it depends on the special teams coach of the team you're trying out for. You know, they each kind of have their own little workout that they put guys through. But most of the time, what it consists of is they want to see how you punt in different situations. So they want to see how you punt backed up in your own end zone. They want to see an open field punt where you've got a lot of space to work with. They want to see you hit it directional right and left, and they want to see if you can pin them inside the 20. So they're trying to simulate as many game situations as possible.
Chris, are you ever afraid that the NFL kind of fears you for being so outspoken?
I don't know. I mean, that's something that, I would hope they wouldn't, because at the end of the day, it's about whether you can play or not.
Right.
And, you know, I still feel I can play at a very high level. But, you know, if that's the case, then that's the case. You know, I'm not going to be able to change that because I'm not in charge of the NFL. So I would much rather continue being me than try and stifle myself and be unhappy.
So in the meantime of being you, your book of essays was published this summer, Beautifully Unique Sparkle Ponies, and now you're working on a science fiction trilogy, we understand, is that right?
Yeah, I'm working on that with a buddy, Andy Reiner. He lives in Minnesota. He's the executive editor of Game Informer, and we're really good friends, and we decided one day to start throwing ideas around and see if we could make something happen, and we came up with a pretty cool universe that we like, and we're working on getting the first book. Hopefully someone will pick it up. We're looking around for publishers, and then after that, who knows? Hopefully we'll have an instant bestseller and be on the science fiction book tour.
Right, yeah. So I'm also wondering about, because when you left Minnesota, there was your band, Tripping Icarus, which was here based in the Twin Cities. And have you continued to play bass or hooked up with any other musicians?
I'm practicing on my own in California. I have my acoustic and my bass. And we're working on finishing up our fourth CD. We're right in the final stages of editing. Once that's done, I'm hopeful that at some point I'll be able to get back to Minnesota and we can get together, practice for a couple weeks, and then do like a farewell show kind of thing. And I love making music with those guys, and hopefully we'll be able to figure out a way where we can keep doing that, because I really like the sound that we have.
You're listening to The Current. We're talking with Chris Cluey, our favorite punter in the NFL, and he's a guest on Wits tonight. Musical guest Sarah Watkins and comedian Dave Hill. So, Chris Cluey, what is your role in the show tonight at Wits?
I have no idea. I think John Moe may actually have me as a water boy for the rest of the cast.
I don't know.
Hosing people down when they get overheated.
Hosing people down. That's good. Okay.
You know, John does an update with us Tuesday mornings, and he tells us what's going on in social media. And so when we ask him about Wits, he's like, I think we're going to get into some trouble when we tape Wits. So you should be prepared for that. Be prepared to get into some trouble.
I've never gotten into trouble.
No.
Oh, never.
No experience with that.
Completely new experience.
So, Chris, before we let you go, what's pissing you off right now?
What's ticking me off?
Yeah.
Well, the government's not working. That's kind of a big one. Mm-hmm. You know, it's really unfortunate that our country is in a state where we have such politicized factions on both sides that we can't work together to find a solution. But, I mean, you look at what's happening in Congress, and it's the lowest approval rating right now that it's ever been, and yet the people in Congress don't care because they know that in this day and age, it's not about your approval rating. It's about how much money you can get for your reelection. And that doesn't come from people. That comes from corporations. So, you know, until we fix our campaign finance, until we fix how we elect the people who are making our laws and deciding our country's future, then we're just going to keep having the same problems over and over again because it's just getting worse.
Did you see, by any chance, Chris, the National Public Radio story that was about the fact that cockroaches and hemorrhoids rank higher than Congress, actually, in a Pew survey recently?
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me. You know, and it really is just this insular world where it's out of touch with reality. And what it is it's people more concerned with hanging on to their jobs as opposed to being public servants. Because that's what a politician is. You're a public servant. You're supposed to serve the public, but that's no longer what that means.
Chris, what would you say to what the 5 or 8% of people that actually do approve of Congress? What would you have to say to them?
I would say don't read The Onion because you're probably going to get in trouble.
Right. Yeah, good advice. Well, Chris, thank you so much for taking the time out this morning. We look forward to seeing you on the show tonight.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you for having me.
Chris Cluey, former punter for the Minnesota Vikings, and as we said, oh, so much more. And our favorite punter pretty much in the history of the NFL, certainly around these parts.
Make sure to follow him on Twitter, at Chris Warcraft. And he's pretty active on Twitter. And if you're having a bad day, he'll usually say something funny enough to make you smile.
It's 89.3 The Current.